AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Unity. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's message on his trip to Ukraine and European allies. It concludes Friday with a meeting with Russia's foreign minister. The concern?
Russia has ratcheted up its threats and amassed nearly 100,000 forces on Ukraine's border, which it could double on relatively short order.
And should Moscow try something, consequences?
Financial components, economic components, export control components.
President Biden marks his first year in office with a press conference today. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The president will appear in the East Room at a tough time, with virus cases and inflation surging and his approval rating plummeting. Amid setbacks to his agenda as well, the president's giving no indication his administration needs a reset. Instead, he will ask for patience, while also touting achievements like the infrastructure law, a booming economy, and progress against COVID-19.
Arita Foley has the latest assessments of the pandemic.
The World Health Organization says the number of new coronavirus cases around the world rose by 20% last week. But that means that the Omicron surge is slowing. Last week, scientists said there were early signs here in the U.S. that Omicron-driven outbreaks may have peaked and the cases could soon fall off sharply. But WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus has a warning.
Omicron continues to sweep the world. Last week, there were more than 18 million reported cases.
He said yesterday the WHO is concerned about the impact Omicron is having on already exhausted healthcare workers and overburdened healthcare systems.
South Africa has opened a new vaccine manufacturing facility. President Cyril Ramaphosa says the plant should improve vaccine access on the continent. This is AP News. Some drama in Washington last night of the hockey variety. The Capitals versus the Winnipeg Jets. Correspondent Craig Heist.
Tom Wilson scored 26 seconds into overtime to lift the Capitals to a 4-3 win over the Jets, giving Washington its first 3-on-3 overtime win of the year. The Jets took a 2-0 lead on a Kyle Connor power play goal and Cole Perfetti's first NHL goal. Alex Ovechkin knotted his 27th of the season and Dmitry Orlov tied the game early in the second. In the third, Alexei Protas gave the Caps the lead before Pierre-Luc Dubois tied the game with 1:05 left in regulation. Wilson says it was nice to finally get an overtime win.
Obviously, you guys like to talk about it a lot, and it's something that we were trying to fix and work on. So it's nice when you get the first one, and hopefully we can turn it around.
Craig Heist, Washington.
Other winners in the NHL last night, the Flames, Hurricanes, Lightning, Canadiens, Islanders, Sabres, and Canucks. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.